Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening is the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I've had a request on the 9712, a Mr. John F. Griffin, that he's got a special place he has to go tonight, and he asked me if I would ask the board if he could move his case up. If you see it, it's 9712.
9712. Let's see if there's any opposition.
Okay. Or is there any opposition here to that case this evening on 9712? It's a John F. and Nancy Griffin.
Or anybody opposed to
it? Or anybody opposed?
Anybody to hearing it earlier? No one's opposed to hearing the case first.
Before you guys, is anyone here opposed to that or objection to that? No? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion then to approve the agenda circulated with that exception.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's agenda with that one exception, that case number 9712 be heard first. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 14 hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witness. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a pager or a cell phone, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you. First case, please.
First case, 9712, John F. and Nancy M. Griffin, east of Lake Drive, 468 feet south of Penn Street, being Lot 3 within Irene Carpenter Draper lands. They're seeking a variance from the maximum height requirement. They're asking for a 1.8 tenths of a foot variance from the 42-foot requirement to enclose a deck. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Would you come up here, sir, and be sworn in? Raise your right hand. State your full name and address.
John F. Griffin, 9421 Tobin Circle, Potomac, Maryland.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do.
All right, thank you. You may take it.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request and need for this variance?
Yes. I'm the owner of the property, number 3 East Lake, or Lot 3 Draper Subdivision, Sussex County. It's my second home in Rehoboth. I've been summering here and doing family reunions for over 30 years now. I designed this house 9 years ago and built it. We've been in it just over 8. And when I did it, I had high school kids and college children, and all friends and nieces and nephews were like that. I'm now in the wonderful era of grandchildren. And this deck that I put up into the roof the point I did it was the younger children was fine, but with the onset of grandchildren and all their little cousins it's become a risk. And I'm very concerned. It's 35 feet straight down to the driveway from this deck. And I can kind of secure it, but I still worry about things happening. And I've got a flux of younger, two, three, four, five, six-year-old children in the house now at all times. I've also experienced that these pigeons and the seagulls enjoy it more than we do, and I've had a pressure wash for bird excrement, and I've had a series of damage from the birds to the membrane roof underneath. So it's based on those two issues that I would like to enclose it. And in order, the room that I'm adding up there would be approximately 130 square feet. We've kept the ceiling height as low as we can to minimize the variance for this small room. And it's only this small room where we'd be increasing the height by 1 foot 8 inches. And I've worked through five designs with the architect so that we would do this in a manner that would enhance the design of this house, which, by the way, when it was built, received the Rehoboth Chamber of Commerce Award, Architectural Award, for the style of house they most wanted to see built in Rehoboth. So we're very respectful of what we've got there. I feel that it will enhance the value of not only my house, but the neighborhood. And it's a positive thing, and there are six homes that exist in the neighborhood right now in the Draper subdivision, new homes. Mm-hmm. One of those homes on lot 5 is owned by Larry Silverman, and it is at 48 feet. 48 foot, it was the height permitted in the code when we both bought our lots. Due to financial problems, I delayed for a year in building mine. And I think about a year and a half ago on lot 6, Palermo's came in with an architectural request to move their height of their house up to 48 feet, 6 inches. I think I'm close to right with the 6 inches. So of the six homes that exist there, two are over the 48-foot height limitation. And again, it's just a small penetration to allow me to enclose the deck and keep the benefits of the view that's up there, both the lake and the ocean.
Mr. Chairman, we do have a record of that 2005. You did approve a height variance. Right.
Okay. Thank you for that. So then hearing that testimony, you're first and foremost concerned with your security.
Security of the children. Things happen no matter what effort you put into it, and it would just be lethal if they fell off.
Mr. Griffin, in your application, you included, information about the floodplain, and that, I guess, comes.
Yes, I put the floodplain in, which showed where I have a lower level in the house where the garage is, and that's at 11 feet, 8 inches, I think. And then this house is the ceiling roof was certified then at that 42 feet above that 100-year floodplain. I also received unanimous approval from the Architectural Review Committee from the Draper Subdivision, and I think I put that in with the application as well.
Do we have any?
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
No, sir.
Mr. Barton?
No.
Mr. Tretton?
No.
Mr. Mills? There are no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
And Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9712, as I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, as we have already granted two variances in there, and the Homeowners Association approves it, and I see no reason not to.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, the second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9712. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you much. Appreciate your accommodating my schedule.
Everything else, sir.
Case number